'Tis a glorious day. It's the news, according to me. It's Friday. It's definitely Friday. It is 8:04 a.m., almost 8:05. Actually, it's 8:05. Let's just call it 8:05. Because by the time I get done telling you what time it is, it's going to be 8:05. It's 8:05:01. Friday, February 21st, 2025. And I'm tired. I'm tired today. I had a big day yesterday. A lot of running yesterday. A lot more running than usual. A lot of running and walking and stair climbing. Because I have a puppy. A large puppy. It's more the size of a small horse. I have E.T. Running through the snow. Not to make it sound like sleigh bells. Well, anyway. It's a glorious day today because I started a new creamer bottle today, which is Almond Joy creamer, which is one of my favorites. I ran out of cinnamon creamer yesterday morning. It was the last of it, so I have the, by the way, this is the 900 and, what is, episode is this? This is the 900, let me go back over here and find it. I think it's the 917th or 918th episode. We're on track to have over 1,000 episodes by the end of this year, if all goes well. 852. There's 852 there. 900 and some actual episodes, I believe. Let's go over here and look at this. I'll go here, click there, click that, click on this, click on that, click that one, this one. Yeah, there it is, right there. This is officially the 918th episode of the news, according to me, since it got started. Now, it's not necessarily the, it might not show up on Podbean that way or on Castos that way because I had some go before that. But there were a few episodes that apparently didn't get posted. There's kind of lost episodes in there somewhere where it didn't get posted, but that's where it's at. But anyway, I got this, it's chai with synapse, with my, Almond Joy creamer, which is one of my favorites. And I like Cinnabon as well, but Almond Joy is pretty good. We have that going for us. And I also have a sidekick here, the backup cup, we call it. In the business, that's what we call it, a backup cup. It's slang for the other cup. It's just regular sweet tea. Homemade, not, I shouldn't say regular, I should say premium, above average, not normal. It's homemade sweet tea. It's my regular standard homemade sweet tea. It's nothing, no peach in it, no nothing else, just ice, some ice in there. So it's iced tea. Iced sweet tea, which is the only kind of tea there should be, is the sweet tea. We have a few things to get into today. The main thing, this doesn't have to necessarily be a very long show. I had a really good day yesterday. Happened to be able to connect with a friend of mine. He's I haven't seen him for, probably 10 years. It seems like. He's grown a beard. He was just fresh out of college last time I saw him, I think. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've seen him, and had a good chat. That was really good. That was a good time. Just good to the business I'm in with the traveling I do and the kind of life I lead here. It's very difficult. By the way, I have a small puppy beside me. Speaking of puppies, this little puppy decided he's gonna have to come down here with me when I do my show because he's. So he might make some noises. I don't know, he might make some squeals if I happen to have to correct him a little bit now and then. Because he has a tendency to want to chase the cat that comes down here as well. The cat likes to come, the other cat. Not the sweet little kitty, but the other one, the male big cat, who tends to become a little bit more dominant. Anyway, a few things I want to get into. I do have some. I have one audio clip today. I was going to play several different ones. Some of this stuff that's been going on. There's some interesting stuff happening with legal counsel, with legal stuff happening to Trump with regard to the temporary restraining orders and some of the executive orders. Also, some of the firings and some of those things that have been going on that the left is trying to say they're being fired illegally, all kinds of things. Judges are apparently they haven't read their contracts. That's what it boils down to. In their contract, it has a clause for them. The contract can be canceled at any time by the government. In other words, there's no government job that's guaranteed. You know, elected officials, by the way, have a very hard time getting rid of an elected official. But however, bureaucrats, which is who the left is standing up for right now, are the ones that are very easily fired. Everybody signs a contract when you work for the federal government anyway, and that contract can be canceled at any time, and that's what they've done. They've canceled their contracts. They've asked some of them to leave, asked for their resignations. That's one thing. Of course, if they volunteer to do that, that's their business. At the end of the day, your contract can be canceled, and you're essentially fired. The job is eliminated, basically, is what it amounts to. And that's just the way it works. People act like they're, I can't be fired as long as I'm meeting my performance standards. Your job can be eliminated. You may not be fired personally, but so some of the stuff is just absolutely insane what they're doing, what they're saying. Now, there's apparently some debunking going on with this whole Social Security numbers thing and the age scam and all the stuff that people are in Social Security. And apparently there's this an issue with people. There's numbers that have been, what are they calling it? They've been recycled and all kinds of stuff. Now, this is coming from Ami Horowitz, who was on PBD yesterday. He's saying that this has all been debunked. Now, according to Snopes, it's been debunked, but they don't have a very solid debunking on this. The explanation still does not make sense with regard to why are there 400 million people on the Social Security numbers when there's only 350 million. Now, granted, there's the number of people who have died if they're still on the Social Security. There's this whole thing of, well, maybe they're not still drawing Social Security. Maybe they're just still on record. Maybe those numbers are all still there, but they're not checks being sent out. There's just too much going on here. But this is why it's got to be audited. This is why it's got to be straightened up. This stuff shouldn't be lingering around out there. The records obviously have to be cleaned up. And if it is wrong, then it's confusing and wrong, and it needs to be straightened up and fixed. That's the main point here. Why do we even have this kind of stuff going on? So I think that at the end of the day, we have a puppy whining. No. Yeah, he just wants to be on the show. I think is what it is. There you go. So I just have a hard time believing. I think they're making some mistakes. Possibly yes. But there's still something very fishy about the whole thing. And there's why. Are people fighting so hard because they think their Social Security checks are going to be taken away from them? They're all nervous about somebody having their information. This is my personal information. Well, you should have thought of that before, now. The government shouldn't have all your personal information, first of all. So it's just one of those things where, your bank has more personal information probably than your government does, and if not, at least the same. Somehow we trust the government all of a sudden with all of our personal information, except for when Doge comes in to do an audit. Well, there's not the checks and balances. I heard somebody say this yesterday. There's not the checks and balances. There's no such thing as checks and balances at the IRS, at the Department of Labor, at the Social Security office. There's just that doesn't exist. That's not checks and balances. That has to do with government powers between the branches of government. So it's just they throw these kinds of statements out there in defense of bureaucracy, which just blows my mind. What are you defending here, folks? What think about what you're defending. I don't think they get it. It's just like, finally, somebody actually wants to pull the curtain back and do some real examination here, and they're arguing against it. They're coming out in the streets, supposedly. The bureaucrats are all upset about it, and it's one of those things where, okay, why are you guys so upset about all this? Why all of a sudden has this become an issue? And of course, they're bringing up Trump-Russia collusion again. They're saying that the Mueller report proved that there was. No, I do want to play this one. There is one audio that I want to play. Hopefully, I can find it because I've been looking for this thing. Adam Schiff, who we all know and love. See if I can find this. Adam Schiff today. Let's see. Let's just see what's under that. Let's see. Adam Schiff now. Cash Patel will weaponize. Here he is. This is the one I was looking for. I don't know if he comes out this whole thing and talks. Yeah, this is the one. This is absolutely the one I was looking for. Okay, this is great. We'll watch this a little bit later. Because I want to make an analysis of his voice. Now he's outside. It's cold, which tends to cold has a very interesting. When your body is cold and you're outside and you're trying to talk in the cold and your face is cold, it has a tendency to. It's almost as if it magnifies issues with your vocal with your character actually through your voice. It's kind of interesting that happens. I've noticed this among people when they get cold. And they try to talk, especially when their face is cold, their mouth is cold. Your mouth muscles don't move the same. He apparently has been standing outside for a while in the cold, but it just amplifies, I should say, his personality issues and is some things deep inside this guy. And we'll analyze it as he's talking because there's some things that he says about Cash Patel. Cash Patel, by the way, has now been confirmed. 50-49 as the FBI director. This is a good day, in my opinion. I think it's, if nothing else, there will be a shaking up at the FBI like we've never seen before. Here you go. So we'll see what happens over there. I think as an institution, it's the only chance that it has of being either saved or dismantled it properly that in a way that needs to be done. We'll see what happens with all that. But it's at this point, it certainly looks promising for those of us who've had some issues with the FBI. I have a lot of issues with the FBI, the way they have been managing themselves. Things have been going on there. Christopher Wray, and before that it was... what's his name? Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I want to play some of this stuff. Here, the first thing I want to start off with is this guy. He's an ex-NFL guy. I think his name is Chris Cluey or something like that. I'm not sure how he pronounces his name exactly. He was a punter, I believe. He was a kicker for an NFL team. He is now retired. He's not an old guy. They never are. What's this? What's the dog chewing on? What you doing on down there? What'd you find? And what you got down there? He's chewing on something. Definitely chewing on something. Spit it out. There. What is that? No. What do you got? What you got there? No. I don't know. I probably just lost internet. Whole neighborhood probably just lost internet because of whatever just happened. Who knows? I think it was a... All right. This guy, he's probably in his 30s, maybe early 30s, mid 30s, maybe. I mean, punters can last for quite a while, and they're not taking a beating all the time, typically. So anyway, I don't know. I've never heard of this guy. I don't know anything about him. He lives in Huntington Beach. Speaking before the city council there. Now, apparently, Huntington Beach, California, is a fairly strong Republican area, from what I'm gathering. And they had a now, of course, everywhere in the country, you can go to council meetings all over the place, especially in California. You can see all kinds of flags being flown, Gaza flags, LGBTQ flags, all kinds of wacky, crazy political statements being made by the city boards here and there, whatever they're doing. It's all over the place. And that's just considered normal and natural and a virtue signaling. Look, we're inclusive. Look how inclusive we are. This stuff is all hanging up at the city council meetings. Well, apparently they had it's a MAGA flag, but it's not really a MAGA flag. It says something else. It's MAGA, but it stands for something else. I'm not exactly sure what it stands for. It's apparently Majesty Act something greatness whatever stands for. It's a little different, but it still spells out MAGA. The acronym is still MAGA. So, but it's a black flag with like silver lettering, and they're kind of trying to equate that to a MAGA flag, I guess, or something. That's what's happening here. And the city council voted unanimously to have the flag flown at the city council meeting. Well, this guy's protesting the meeting. Now, all he did, people are not allowed to step beyond the podium where they're speaking, because if they do, it's considered an offense, trespassing, I guess. It's a security issue. So he does that. He gets done with his little thing, and he steps forward. It's not what he says at the meeting. It's not what he says. It's what he does, because it's his reaction, basically. He in this protest thing. And I don't know who's paying this guy. I don't know where he got his idea. I don't know what this whole thing is about. But it's got professional protester written all over it. I mean, this guy had this all planned out. He had it all figured out. Knew what he was going to do. He had a speech written. He's not alone in this. That's what I'm saying. This guy, of course, doesn't have his career anymore. So probably spent all of his money. That's one of the biggest problems with pro sports that people have been finding. These guys make a whole bunch of money, and they spend it all. They think that this, you know, the trip's never going to end, and they just. They can't help themselves. They'll make $1 million and they spend it all. And they don't invest it well. They don't take care of themselves. They don't think down the road that, hey, this was going to end someday. It could end in your next game. You could break your leg. Something bad could happen. They just think it's going to go on forever, and they don't think about the future. And it's a very different world out there when you're not playing a ball game. When you have to get a normal job, or, you know, your endorsements only last so long. It's the next star that's going to get the next endorsements. Your brand is only going to last so long. And these guys typically don't invest well. So they end up usually in the poorhouse later on in life. So you have to, this guy's probably getting paid somehow, making some extra money. Who knows what he's doing? He lives in Huntington Beach, California. He's not poor. He obviously has to make some money to keep his standard of living where he wants to be, where he's used to it being. So let's listen to this guy. This is the reason I'm going to play this is because it's so typical. I think he spells out everything on the left, the leftist, radical left, the DTS issue, the Trump Derangement Syndrome, I guess TDS. That basically spells out everything that they feel like Trump is, the MAGA movement is. He basically voices it in this little speech he's doing. It's less than 2 minutes long. So we'll go over it, and I'll talk about what's happening. I'll try to describe what's happening. He's standing at a podium. There's people around him. There's a city recorder there. And then, of course, the town council, I think there's like 7 or 8 people on the board. So we'll look at this. Of course, there's a couple security officers there. It looks like it's kind of like a courthouse building or a gymnasium type style building. It's some kind of a meeting room of some sort. It's almost like a little theater. It has bleachers, basically. A little council board thing going on. Dog finally laid down. So we have, let's listen to what this guy has to say. I'll make sure I unmute everything and turn all the volume up so you can hear the
Chris Cluey, 15-year HB resident. I'm here to speak out against both the plaque and the current city council. As the community made clear at the library commission meeting last Tuesday, everyone is in favor of a plaque to celebrate the library, but the vast, vast majority are against including a MAGA acrostic. Okay. Unfortunately, it's clear that this council does not listen, so instead I'm going to take my time to say what MAGA has stood for these past 3 weeks. MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence. MAGA stands for resegregation and racism. MAGA stands for censorship and book bans. MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing. MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal. MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA, including canceling research on veteran suicide. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement. You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is. I will now engage in the time-honored American tradition of peaceful civil disobedience.
Get the heck!
All right, so let's break this down a little bit. Now, what he does is he steps out from the podium and he walks up towards the city council members, puts his hands behind his back, and of course the police come up and they arrest him, take him to jail. I think he spends about 4 hours in jail. I don't know if he's going to be charged with anything or not, but I think they probably will drop the charges or whatever they're going to do. Just let it go, because you can't, situations like this, you can't really win anything by the person just becomes a martyr. Greta Thunberg was kind of the simple example of that. She just becomes, you know, she does something to stay in the news. She's becoming irrelevant now. So her whole purpose of climate change has now switched to the Gaza issues. So obviously she can, because climate change all of a sudden is not in the news because of the wars, you know, what's going on. So she had to become a Gaza supporter. So it's just whatever side of the, you know, they're just using her as a pawn. It's what you're a useful idiot. So this goes on. He looks so sweet when he's just laying there sleeping. So let's break this down a little bit. He makes a lot of very critical statements here. Kind of wraps up everything that the left thinks of the MAGA movement, with everything they think that it is. Now, you notice there's a lot of people clapping in the background. So he's got some support here. At this meeting, and typically people don't go to a meeting like this if they're supporting what the local government's doing. And typically it's the people who are frustrated and whining and crying that show up at meetings like this. So, sort of like the cards you fill out at a restaurant. Now they put stuff on Yelp, but they used to have these little cards, you know, little comment cards people pull out. 90% of the time you would only get, no, probably more than that, probably 95% of the time, you'd only get those cards filled out if there was something wrong with your meal or something that you didn't like. And so for every good card that you had filled out, you knew that there was about 1,000 other people probably that, or at least 100, that probably didn't, that probably had a good experience and didn't bother sharing it because they just expected it. They expected it to be good. You're paying for it. When it's bad, that's when you speak up. That's, you know, that's kind of the greasy wheel thing. I should say the squeaky wheel. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, not the greasy wheel gets the squeaky. I don't know. There's something about it. Squeaky grease. I'm going to come up with a new grease. I'm going to brand it squeaky. Squeaky grease. Maybe a big, big hit. So let's listen to all of his statements here.
For these past 3 weeks. MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence.
Okay.
For these past 3 weeks. MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence.
Trying to erase trans people from existence. No. They exist. They're trying to erase trans people from their little make-believe world, which they think, you know, some man thinks he's a girl, he wants to compete in women's sports. Go ahead, you can go out there and play ball all you want to. You can play any kind of game you want. You know, you can just start your own team, start your own league. Whatever you want to do, you can do that. You're free to do that. But it's not fair to biological women to have to participate in your little sideshow, your little make-believe land. Now, there's kids who think that they're gorillas. People who think that they're cats or dogs. Like this dog here. See, he knows he's a dog. That's why he's upset about it. And we're not going to throw you out in the wild and expect you to survive with a pack of wolves if you think you're a wolf. See how long that lasts. No. Welcome to my world, folks. And there's the other side of it. It's just, if you think, just why? Why do you think that they're trying to erase you from existence? That's not the case at all. Do we think it's wrong? Is it okay for me to have the opinion that what you're doing and what you think about yourself is wrong? That you have a mental problem? Is it okay for me to have that opinion? I'm not saying I do. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. What I'm saying is it okay for me to have that opinion? Because there's no science here. We're not talking about science. We're talking about a construct, right? Yeah, he's upset about it. So that's what we're talking about. And if it's just a construct, then why will it hurt you? Why are you so upset? Why do you want to get rid of me because of it? I mean, what they really want to do is cancel me. They want to delete the MAGA people. I'm not a total MAGA guy here. I don't have the bumper stickers and the flags and all the stuff. I'm not a huge. I don't think Trump is a god. I don't think that there's, but at the same time, I'm just appalled at the reaction that people have to this guy that they've made up inside there. The boogeyman is in their head, and they're just way off here. Are there things I don't like about Donald Trump? Absolutely, there's things I don't like. But by and large, I mean, they're. Folks, look at your party. Look at the party you're supporting here. Now I'm being told there was some mayor or governor, I don't know who it was, who's making some kind of claim that Donald Trump wants to kill your children. The Republicans want to kill your children. No, I think it's the Democrats who are killing children. Abortion kills children, okay? That's what happens there. I don't know how else you can say that. So if you want to talk about killing children, that you're the party for killing children. That's typically, I'm just saying. That's, in fact, it's the worst way to do it because they're just, So here we go. We have more. There's more. Oh, but wait, there's more. Let's go with what else we have.
MAGA stands for resegregation and racism.
Resegregation is what the left is calling for. College campuses want spaces that are safe for black people. That's called segregation. White people are not allowed. MAGA is not calling for that at all. There's not a desire to have segregation especially with regard to like DEI, that kind of thing. We're not going to hire people based on the color of their skin or their gender. We're going to hire people, the best people we can, regardless of their... Try that with the NFL. Try that with the NBA. Well, we have to have a population accurate. So we have to have... 50% of the people on the team have to be white, and 16% of them have to be black, and then of course the rest of them must be Latino and Asian. And I don't know what the breakdown is, but you know that's they don't do that with that. It doesn't work very very far there, does it? There's a guy recently that made a really interesting compare. He was talking about this whole DEI thing with the crash, this Delta Endeavor crash that happened up in Toronto. And how they're so big on the whole DEI thing, and how their diversity thing, and they ended up. This guy made a good point about something. And how it basically, when you, well. Should I even go down this road? I don't know. I don't know if I should or not. But I will. These virtue signaling companies, many of them, when they talk about diversity and their hiring standards at the lower end of the workforce, the foot soldiers out there, the workers themselves. But then when you get up into the corporate structure, into the board members and everybody that's up there, You don't see that kind of diversity there, do you? Some of them do have rules now where we have to have this many women, we have to have this many people of color, we have to have this on the board. Typically, board members get on the board by investing in the company. If you've got a $5 million company and I say, hey, I've got $1 million to invest in your company, I want a seat on the board. I want some decision-making power in this. That's how that works. We're not going to take your. We'll take your $1 million, but you can't be on the board because you're the wrong color. That doesn't work that way. You buy yourself a seat on the board typically with most of these places, or it's part of your pay package. They give you a certain number of, you know, shares and options, whatever it is they give you, and that's part of your option. You know, part of your pay program or your platform. CEOs typically are this way with most companies. If it's board managed, board owned, public companies, there's all kinds of politics that go on at the top. Whether it's a healthcare business or whether it's an airline or a manufacturing company, whatever it is, there's all kinds of weird politics at the top, and they impose things on the worker bees that they would not put up with in themselves. That's kind of the way it works. So. This whole racist thing. So show me the racism. Where's the racism at? Just exactly. Let's point it out. Just because this is just a talking point. It's hyperbole. It's just a narrative they continue to push. The Trump supporters I know are not racist people. That's just ridiculous. In fact, this has been proven time and time again, where people will go from one side of a protest to the other, and the people who get bad mouth and pushback and all kinds of other things. In fact, black people who are MAGA folks, who are Trump supporters, get treated incredibly poorly by people on the left. They're the ones who get name called and all kinds of, and the MAGA movement is very accepting and very willing to just, you know, take you in if you're a person of color. Just let you know that right now. They have no problem with that. And yet it's just, That's not the narrative that they try to push on you. It's well, you are racists. And of course, we'll get to the Nazi thing in just a minute. Here we go.
It stands for censorship and book bans.
Censorship and book bans. The left, if you remember Jack Dorsey, who was ahead of Twitter, was the one who was censoring everybody. He was the radical leftist. But, you know, that's okay because he's a leftist. He was censoring people on the right, so that's okay. And book bans. Let's talk about the book bans here for just a moment. We're talking about children's libraries. We're talking about required reading for some children in their that they won't even allow you to read in a public meeting at the school board meetings. People will get up and read. My child brought this home. It was required reading. For my child, I'm going to read this to you now. So I start reading it, and they're like, "No, please, you can't read that. It's too lewd. It's too crass. You can't read that out loud because it's too disgusting." So there you go. But the right, the MAGA group is the one that wants to ban your books. They're not banning the book, simply limiting the kind of exposure that small children have to sexualized material. There's nothing wrong with regulating some things and saying, look, this isn't appropriate for this particular audience. It's just that simple. But I digress. Let's go on here to see what else this educated young man who knows how to kick a ball, made his living kicking a ball, has to say to us.
MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing.
You've got to be kidding me. You absolutely are that stupid. Planes are crashing and we're firing air traffic controllers. Not one single air traffic controller was fired, by the way. These are bureaucratic. I should have this audio clip where the CEO of Delta was being questioned by someone on MSNBC. They thought they were going to have a slam dunk question here. And they said, what do you think about the current administration's firing of these people in the FAA? He basically snapped back and said, well, the FAA has like 40,000 people working for them. They fired like 350 of them, and none of them were air traffic controllers. They were all basically people who were still on probation. They were had just recently been hired. And that was all bureaucratic positions. 90% of what the FAA does is they sit around at cubicles pushing paperwork, filling out TPS reports. The vast majority of people who work for the FAA are not sitting in control towers. And by the way, not all control towers are federal control towers. Some of them are city-run. There's the one in my local city here in Elkhart, Indiana, is not a federal control tower. It's a city control tower. They're city employees. People will work their lifetime. They think they have a mandatory retirement age for the federal government. So they'll work in a federal control tower someplace, and then they get a job when they retire from that, and then they go to work at a local facility like a city controlled tower like this. So not all of them are federal. So you're not a federal employee necessarily. I'm not even sure if they fall under the FAA designation. I guess there's a blanket. There's organizations within the FAA that there's divisions within the FAA. I'm not sure if their check actually says Federal Aviation Administration on it or not, but. Whatever it is, whatever happens there, they're an agency within the FAA. But this very small number of them. There are agents out there. There are designated examiners. There are people. They're all kind. If you go to a local FISDO office, the
MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal.
Here again, this is stupidity at its best. This guy, I don't understand where these people get their information. Obviously from memes off of Facebook. They didn't fire anybody who has who are overseeing our nuclear arsenal. Oh, I'm not even going to get into this because it's just too stupid. This is absolutely so asinine. It's not even funny. This. But again, this is a main talking point from the left right now. They're all about
MAGA
this.
MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA.
That's not happening either. Military veterans and those serving them. Firing military veterans. Okay, so if you're a veteran, military veteran, how do you get fired? How do you get fired if you're a veteran? Veteran means you're no longer serving, right? That means you're a veteran. You're not working anymore as a soldier. You get fired then as a soldier, as a veteran? We're firing veterans and those who take care of them at the VA. So we have, again, there's bureaucracy at the VA. This has been well determined, by the way. I believe it was, what's the guy's name? Who's a neurosurgeon. I can't think of his name. His name escapes me right at the moment. Ben Carson. He talked about this. He was overseeing Veterans Affairs for a little while, and he he was very frustrated, by the way, with all the bureaucracy that was there, all the inefficiencies that were there, and most of it was upper level bureaucracy baloney that was needed to be gutted. He didn't say much about that publicly, but that's what was happening there. Now I don't know whether I don't know how many people they fired from there, probably 20. But all of a sudden, this guy cares about veterans. He hates our country, hates our military, but he cares about our veterans and those who serve them. All of a sudden, again,
including canceling research on veteran suicide. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children.
This is absolutely stupid. They're not talking about cutting funds for disabled children or for they're talking about getting rid of the Department of Education, because the Department of Education, by the way, is a mess. The same Department of Education that brought you Common Core. The same Department of Education that brought you the food pyramid. I mean, I could go on, the list goes on and on here with everything that the Department of Education, the DOE, is that what it is? Yeah, if there was no Department of Education, Federal Department of Education, guess what? Your kids would still get educated publicly by the public. In fact, it'd probably be better because you'd be more locally involved. Wouldn't be this ridiculous mandates coming down from above.
Yeah. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement.
Profoundly corrupt. Okay, where's the corruption? So it's profoundly corrupt. Now, we're not talking about just normal, everyday human being corruption. We're talking about profoundly corrupt. What else did he say there? Something else he said there. Let's see what it was.
A Nazi movement.
Let's go back here just a little bit further.
Is explicitly a Nazi movement.
All right, that's too far.
Is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most...
Unmistakably anti-democracy. Unmistakably anti-democracy. So that's why they had a primary and they elected a candidate and went through the process of an election, won the popular vote and the electoral vote, all part of our democratic process of elections within our republic. And yet we're profoundly opposed to democracy. Yeah, I am opposed to democracy, actually. I don't think mob rule is the way to go. Pure democracy is not the way to go. I think a representative republic is the way to go, where the representatives protect our rights, not where they can give us our rights or can take away our rights with a 51% vote. This idea that the MAGA is anti-democracy, let's look at the party that had a candidate that basically forced his way in 2020, then a candidate who basically got forced out. Well, then look at 2016 even. The typical candidate is the VP that steps in. Of course, he stepped down because he was, because it was Hillary's turn. We need a woman put in there. So they chose a winner there, didn't they? So then Joe came in, supposedly beat Trump then in 2020 by tens of millions of votes. And then along comes Kamala. And of course, because our country is racist and misogynist, they voted against her. And all those 20 million people that showed up to vote for Joe just didn't show up all of a sudden for some reason. And there you go. And now we have Donald Trump again. And of course, he's profoundly anti-democracy, profoundly corrupt, profoundly a racist. Let's go on with this.
Most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement.
It is explicitly a Nazi. I wonder if he even knows what that word means. I mean, he probably can't spell it. He can hardly pronounce it. Explicitly a Nazi movement. Is that the same movement? Serious, yes, sir.
MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement.
Nope, Nazi movement. Let's hear what he says about the red hats.
You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is.
You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is. Really? That's where we're going with this. You replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that's what it is. Anybody who compares the Nazi movement to the MAGA movement has not studied history at all. I should go back and just get my old history book, you know, before they started changing history all the time. This is, you know, 40 years ago, back when we had history books. Do kids even have books in school anymore? Does everybody get an iPad? I'm sure the parents have to pay for an iPad. We used to have to pay for our books. And of course, at the end of the year, you return them. But there was a book fee we had to pay every year to get our books. And they were used books, typically. Occasionally, they would change the books. And of course, that would go before the school board. Okay, we're going to change the books this year. They've got new history books. Because, of course, they had to update the history because it was, you know, every few years, you had new stuff going on. And back then, we were not that far away from what had just happened in the last century. You know, now we're, you know, in the 1950s, we were only 30 years away from the 1920s. Now we're 100 years away from the 1920s, over 100 years from the 1920s. So people were still alive who lived through it, and they were there to tell you. You know, your parents basically could say, well, that didn't happen that way. I was here. This is what happened. You couldn't miss Prince. Now you can change that because those folks are all gone. They can rewrite history very easily now, especially with the electronic books that they have now. They can exclude or include or whatever they want to do with all this stuff that they want to do with all that. And that's what happens. Of course, now, if you want to go back and compare the Nazis and what happened there, that's what happened with the Nazis was all set up long before Hitler even came on the scene with the especially with World War I. But it was the whole Weimar Republic and the printing of money. There was all kinds of economic things going on. There was a huge, weird thing going on there. It was just the perfect storm for somebody like Hitler to come along. Now, and he was a very different person than what we have now in Donald Trump. Adolf Hitler. Yeah, it just, to compare the two, it just blows my mind that they would do that. But that's the villain of the ages in our modern day. That they go. He's a Hitler, and the MAGA movement is all Nazis. It kind of loses its, it didn't work all through the election season, did it? You lost the election based, you know, just vilifying Donald Trump. And yet that's what they continue to do. And I think it just solidifies more and more people. When people act like this, the reasonable people on the left start losing their faith in the Democrat Party. They start going, you know what, this is just becoming an activist political organization that has nothing to do with life in general and bringing down the price of eggs, which is a whole, I might talk about that next week. There's a whole thing going on there with the whole egg thing. It's way beyond the bird flu, but we'll talk about that.
I will now engage in the time-honored American tradition of peaceful civil disobedience.
Get the heck. Get out.
So they take him, haul him off. He puts his hands behind his back and he sits down. Of course, they have to cart him off. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there's 6 board members there. And of course, I would imagine some of them are probably armed. I don't know. Who knows what he was going to do? So that's my show, folks. That's what I have to tell you. That's the sums up everything that the left is all about. And of course, this is just one of their useful idiots. He's just one of the people who happens to be, of course, he made headlines because he's an ex-NFL guy. So they have to make a big deal out of that. So in the meantime, I will just say this to you. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend. And I know I'm going to have one. It's been some nice days off here. And I've got some more days off next week. I don't know what. I probably will forget how to do my job when I get back. I don't. It's hard to tell. It's kind of makes it more difficult. That's for sure. I have lots to do for next week. Hopefully, everything will go a little smoother. The dogs will be a little bit more less doggish, less puppyish. In the meantime, folks, pray for our nation. Pray for those who are in authority, so to speak. They need our prayers, obviously. Pray for each other. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Take care. God bless. See ya. Didn't time that right.